Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
Well, I love this, Joshua, that we're in Nehemiah. I have had so many times that I've studied this book, and it never gets old to me. There's so much to find in it. And this time, we're really looking at, you know, the why of our purpose and how Nehemiah took that on. And, you know, it's pretty amazing that here he had this job of cupbearer, and how is he going to change that profession? And, you know, we just see him with this humility, and he just began surrendering things and giving thanks and turning to God.
Right. And so the Bible says he prayed for days, and he was praying and fasting and just really seeking God. And what's really cool about doing that and about prayer is it can give us new vision and can give us the ability to see beyond our current circumstance or our position or where we're at in life to what more God has. And that's what it did for him.
Right. Because honestly, he was standing in an impossible place that he truly belonged to the king of that day.
Right.
And that king could have him killed for any reason. And, you know, then he had that hard place of like taking a sip, and then that's that.
Right, yeah.
You know, so he
the
had
job
everything.
Nobody wants.
And so he enters this moment in time where he just begins praying, and it's that standing in the thin place. That's really what prayer is that it's this connection between heaven and earth. And it's really what we talked about at Easter is it's exactly what it is for this prayer, is that it is God's will. And he's just praying what Jesus did on earth that is in heaven. And he sees that his why is so much more than what he is doing in the moment.
The path of prayer brings us to the place that God has intended for us to live fully with passion and purpose. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.